Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about? And again, my name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor.
You're Joseph?
Yes, ma'am. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department. I apologize. Can I have the zip code and first and last name on the account so I can pull it up?
Gary Kircher, K-I-R-C-H-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
48130.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And can I please have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about today?
1599 Baker Road, 48130.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. I've located an account with that first and last name. And then that, you said that shipping address was 1599 Baker Road, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for that. And that was Dexter,
Michigan.
Michigan, my apologies. I always get those two confused. My apologies. Okay, I've pulled up the account with that information. Let me just a moment to review it so I can see what's going on here, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so I've gone ahead and reviewed the account. Do you see this is in regards to the meal planning app called Bites Hub, ma'am? This was created when entering into a contest for a Dyson vacuum. It stated that you are going to be also signing up for the meal planning app called Bites Hub.
Okay, but
do you remember ever entering a contest for a Dyson's vacuum that would have allowed you to create this account?
Okay. No.
Did anyone else in your household ever enter into a contest for a Dyson's vacuum that would have allowed you to create this account, ma'am, for the meal planning app?
No. I just spoke with my husband. We're the only two, and no.
Okay. I understand, ma'am. So you're wanting in the file this is fraudulent, correct, ma'am?
I want it taken off. I want to be refunded the $59.89, and if this is an ongoing thing, I want it canceled.
Okay. I understand, ma'am. I'll be happy to assist you with getting this file this fraud. I do see your account has already been closed out with us. Now, I do need to verify, is there currently a dispute with your bank for this charge, ma'am?
Well, I've already talked to my bank, and
okay.
I told them that I was going to call you, and if I didn't get anywhere and get the refund and get the thing canceled, that I would call them back and they can dispute you.
Okay, so you spoke with your bank, and but you did file a dispute. You
not
let them know
yet.
You were calling us first. Okay.
I was going to call you first, and then I'm calling them back when we get off the phone.
I understand. Okay.
And when did this take place, signing up for this Dyson vacuum? Where was that at?
Yes, ma'am, that was entered into a contest online, ma'am, for the, that's what that was initially, a contest entry for. We don't service the contest entries, we only service the meal planning app. But I'll be more than happy to assist you with going ahead and getting this filed for you as fraud. I do need to let you know whenever you file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. The local authority will also verify the location . Would you like me to proceed forward with filing? This is fraud, ma'am.
Well, maybe it's better that my credit card dispute is done.
Okay, ma'am. Again, that would just allow me to address the entire account for you, including the charge, ma'am. Would you like me to proceed forward with the fraud claim?
I would like the $59.89.
Yes, ma'am. That would allow me to address the charge for you. It's just part of our process for filing fraud. That allows us to address the entire account. Would you like me to proceed forward?
I have three of these. I've had three of these on my credit card today. The third one, they denied. The credit card would not let it go through. And that's when they got a hold of me. And
we've
then
only
they
billed
me,
you the $59.89 once, ma'am. The
yeah,
account.
Well, I just got off the phone with the other one that was the same thing.
Okay, well, this is only for the...
You know, to win a Dyson vacuum. And, you know, he wasn't wanting to refund me fully. And finally he did and said that he shut down the subscription. Now, is what this meal planning thing, is that a subscription as well?
Ma'am, this is a subscription for the Bites Hub, which is a meal planning app, ma'am.
Again,
we've only
built
Bites Hub, ma'am. We've only billed you one time, ma'am. This was created on the 9th of March is when
today.
This was created.
That's
yes,
today.
Yes, ma'am.
That's today. My
yes,
husband has
ma'am.
Not used his credit card today. I used my credit card once to get gas today. So I don't
if
know
you would
what
like,
you
I can go ahead and get this file, this fraud. That would allow me to address the charges for you. Would you like me to go forward with that?
Why wouldn't I?
Okay. I will go ahead and get this file, this fraud. Ma'am.
No, that's a legitimate question. Why wouldn't I want you to do that?
Ma'am, I have to verify if a customer wants me to proceed forward with this fraud, ma'am. It's part of the process. Would you like me to proceed forward with the fraud, ma'am?
You know what? I don't know. Nowadays, I'm afraid to say anything about anything because you get tricked into everything. So I think that...
Okay, ma'am. Well, if you don't want to proceed forward as fraud, what I can do for you as a refund is issue a 35% refund as a courtesy. The fraud claim would allow me to address the entire charge for you.
So
would you like me to proceed
any,
forward with filing? This is fraud, ma'am.
Sir, I'm trying to give you an answer here, but I've already been taken three times already today. And what does filing a fraud thing, what does that do? Does that come back on me somehow?
No, ma'am, that would not come back on you. That allows us to look into seeing who initially created the account online, how that was created, and all of that. It's part of our investigation, and that would allow me to address the entire account and assist with issuing a full refund, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, ma'am. I'll go ahead and get this file as fraud then. Please stand in line while I get this file as fraud for you and work on your refund regarding the fraud claim. I'm still here working on the fraud claim and your refund. Thank you for your patience. Okay, ma'am. It's been filed as fraud, and I am almost done with your refund for you. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. I'm working on finishing your refund. Thank you for your patience, ma'am. Okay. Are you ready for the confirmation number regarding the cancellation and your refund confirmation?
Yes.
Okay. It is going to be your cancellation number C, like in Charlie, 9204710838. You have that written down, ma'am?
Yes, C9204710838.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, that is correct.
Okay.
And I have a confirmation number for the refund.
Okay.
You ready for it?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am, it is going to be for $9.89, and that confirmation number is 7054055326.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No, I'm all set. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a very wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye.